Good afternoon. It is Friday, March 18th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Can you talk about how the markets performed this week?
Well, basically, we had some firmness at the beginning of the week. We were watching for the Fed to come out with their rate announcement, expecting no change. The fact that they made no change was seen as a tacit endorsement of more inflation and commodity prices. They're willing to let it go further without raising rates. So we had a pretty positive reaction in all the commodities after the Fed came out, but the net gains for the week are fairly minimal. Basically, on Thursday, we rallied the corn and beans up to some major overhead technical resistance and got hammered back down, left some ugly-looking charts on Thursday. Today, we're not doing a whole lot. Corn's down a penny or two, and beans have been on both sides of unchanged. Wheat's probably the weak link right here. We're attributing that to the weather forecast being a little wetter and a little warmer than previously expected. Now, that could change over the weekend, of course.
As we know by now, the markets can be drastically altered by international factors. Can you describe the political instability currently taking place in Brazil?
Yeah, the political instability in Brazil is a big deal. I mean, you've had millions of people staging protests. They raided the former president Lula's house and office and then tried to make him vice president or assistant vice president to Dilma Rousseff, who's also under investigation but hasn't been raided yet. You wouldn't think that makes any sense, except that from Lula's standpoint, it protects him from prosecution if he's a government official, at least to some degree. So it smells like dirty politics, and that's had an effect on the real. It's not really affecting exports too much. The main story in Brazil is they've just finished corn exports from first crop. They're going to switch over to almost all bean exports starting next week. Of course, the double crop corn's just recently been planted.
So the jump in the real has helped soybeans.
Yeah, it helped get the bean rally started when the real jumped and made the U.S. beans a little more competitive.
The USDA grain stocks and prospective plantings report will be released in less than 2 weeks. Any idea where the USDA figures will be pegged?
That's what the market's trying to figure out. You're getting all kinds of trade estimates right now. I know Informa was out this morning. Informa's still looking for bean acreage to be slightly higher than USDA. They've got the corn numbers slightly lower than USDA. You know, the real variable there is prevented planting. Last year, we had over 6 million acres of prevent plant. 2.3 million of that was corn. Two of the four previous years, PP was over 3 million, but in the drought year of 2012 was only 200 and some thousand. So you can get an extra 2 million acres of corn if you just have a dry spring. And that's one of the wild cards here. If we get the dry weather this spring, then we'll probably be above USDA's numbers.
What are you expecting to see in commodities throughout the next week?
Coming into next week, mostly you're going to get positioning ahead of the March 31st report, even though that's the middle of the following week. We're still watching the dollar pretty carefully here. There's a lot of moving parts there. The dollar sold off pretty aggressively, which is good for commodity prices in general. But within that, there's trends. The Chinese yuan been allowed to strengthen a little bit, which is presumed to not be helpful to their economy. On the other hand, the euro's been on both sides. So you got some currencies going up against the dollar, some going down. The overall dollar index that you see quoted on the screen has been down. But there are multiple dollar indexes. There's the standard DX that we trade futures against, but there's also a Bloomberg dollar index and a Wall Street Journal dollar index that have different currencies in them and therefore will track differently. So anytime we talk about the dollar affecting commodities, you got to say which dollar.
Last question, where can people find us?
Well, we're over in Omaha. Our phone number is 402-289-2330. You can also visit us on the web at www.bruglermarketing.com.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.